The Life of Riley, starring William Bendix as Riley. In the course of every marriage, sooner or later, every wife will say to her husband, quote, "Why don't you do things around the house like other husbands?" unquote. And now this very question is about to be put to Chester A. Riley.
Why don't you do things around the house like other husbands?
Huh?
Oh, Riley, you're not even listening.
Ted, can't you see I'm busy yet?
You're not so busy you can't spend a half hour on a Saturday afternoon mowing the lawn.
I'm working out these plans for the community dance.
Oh, never mind the dance. I want that lawn mowed today. It's a mess, full of weeds.
I've got a committee meeting. Get Junior to do it.
He went to the movies.
Well, then you do it this week.
I do it every week. I'm the only woman on this whole block that mows the lawn. Aren't you ashamed to have people see me?
No, I'm proud that I've got the only wife in the neighborhood that ain't lazy.
Well, I'm ashamed to get out there and push that lawnmower.
All right, so put on a pair of slacks, a nice sweatshirt, and get back there and take it to me.
Well, thank you for the compliment. You used to tell me I had a nice figure.
Well, you did have. I mean, you had.
I don't care if the lawn never gets mowed.
Now, Ted, be reasonable. This dance is important, and I'm chairman of the entertainment committee. The whole thing really depends on me.
Will you do the lawn later?
Yes, if I have time. I don't think I will. I want to be tied up every minute. What don't you do it like a good girl? You got nothing to do today.
Oh, no. I just have to wash the dishes, make the bed, clean the whole house, burn the papers in the incinerator, take out the ashes and the pans, walk 7 blocks to the market, do my shopping, come home, fix supper, do the dishes. Time to get around to mowing the lawn. If I haven't collapsed, it'll be pitch dark.
Well, you'll find a flashlight in the hall closet. Goodbye, honey.
Hello,
Miss Lonsdale. Oh, now, don't run off like that. Come on over here and talk to me a little minute. Chester.
Oh, well, you see, I got a meeting of the entertainment committee for the dance. I'm the chairman, you know.
Yes, I know, and I think it was a wonderful time.
You think so? And my wife's going.
Oh, well, women never really appreciate the men they're married to.
I guess you're right, Miss Lonsdale.
Well, we've been neighbors long enough for you to dispense with the mirror.
Don't be long, sir. I'm Luella.
Lalo.
Lolly. Well, I better be getting along to that meeting now, Judith.
And I've got to be getting back to my lawnmower. Oh, I just can't seem to get the hang of this contraption. I can hardly budge it.
But you're not doing it right, Lolly. Here, let me show you how.
Oh, would you, Chester?
Now what? There. See how easy it is?
It's easy for you. You're so strong.
Oh, yes, I'm not so strong.
You are. I can tell the way your muscles ripple under your shirt.
You shouldn't talk like that.
Oh, you're just so different from most of the northern men. They're all like tired old hound dogs.
Yeah, I guess I'm more of a 50-cup. Let me see you try it now.
Hold on. You see, I can hardly budge it.
Oh, sure, you can. It's just a matter of holding it at the right angle. Let me show you again. Now get a good grip like this, and then just lean forward a little.
I declare, it looks so easy when you do it. Why, you've done more in a few minutes than I did in a whole hour.
That what you did in an hour? I could do this whole lawn in 15 minutes.
Oh, just your pet offering to do my lawn for me.
Who, me? But I...
Now, I'll sit right down here and learn how to do it by watching you.
Yeah, but I'm holding up the meeting.
I know, and you're a dreamboat to do it for me.
Yeah, but I... I am?
When you do it, it's just like cutting through butter.
Well, it ain't just a matter of strength. It's timing, too. Now, what's my pace, see?
Yes, you are clever. I wish I had a man who was so handy around the house. I wish I had one, too.
You see, Tess?
Oh. Why, oh, Mrs. Riley, I didn't see you there. I was so busy watching your husband.
So was I.
Mm-hmm. Wasn't it sweet of him to help a lady in distress?
Peg, I...
And he didn't even have to be asked.
He didn't, huh?
Oh, you must be mighty proud, ma'am. To know that your husband is a strong, energetic type of man, and not just one of those tired old hound dogs.
Well, let's go home, Rover.
Never, never as long as I live.
Let me talk. Give me a chance to explain,
Peg. What could you possibly have to say that could excuse your disgusting behavior?
Well, you see, Peg,
you think I don't know why you were so anxious to mow her lawn.
But I wasn't. Only Luella was...
I'm wise to that southern old fried hen. I've seen her go into her act before. Why, you big sucker. You think she's interested in you? She pulls the same thing on every man she meets. All she has to do is just flutter her baby blue eyes at you, and you're all a critter.
That is true. In the first place, her eyes ain't blue, they're brown. And
oh, so you notice the color of her eyes, don't you?
Well, yeah, but only because they're the same color as yours, brown.
Mine are blue.
That's what I mean, a brown blue.
Talk to me.
But I couldn't help it. I couldn't let her mow that lawn.
Why couldn't you? You're willing to let me do it. What's so special about her? She's no invalid. You know,
but that's it. That's it. She is. I mean, she's not well. It's her heart. She's got 6 months. Maybe a year at the most.
Oh, did she tell you that sob story?
Well, no. She don't like to talk about it, naturally. The doctor told me. Some doctor.
What doctor?
I didn't catch his name. I met him. He said soon we were neighbors, we should sort of keep an eye on her.
Oh. Well, I never thought to the poor woman. 6 months.
Yeah, so when I saw the poor woman pushing that heavy
roller... Oh, of course, of course. Well, what else could you do? Oh, I'm sorry, dear, for jumping on you the way I did.
Oh, that's all right. You just didn't know the truth.
Oh. Will you ever forgive me?
Oh, sure. Forget it, Peg. I can be big about this.
I know, dear. You're the biggest-hearted person in the world.
Yeah, I'm one of the biggest, all right. Hurry up, Peg. I want to go home and have supper.
Wait a minute, darling. Look across the street, that poor Miss Lounsbury.
Oh, yeah, what about it?
Well, look at all those bundles she's taken out of her car. Oh, Riley's over and help her.
No, Peg, I'm late as it is.
She can't carry all those bundles in herself.
It won't hurt her.
But her heart's a poor thing.
What about it? Her heart, yeah. Yeah, that's right.
Now, you go on over. I'll have supper ready by the time you get back.
Yeah, but Peg, but... Oh, Miss Lounsbury, you...
Chester, for carrying my bundles. You are a gentleman in every sense of the word.
Well, I'll just put this stuff down here now. I gotta be going.
Oh, that's too loud, Chester. I want to talk to you.
I'm late for supper. I got a meeting with Dennis, you know. We gotta discuss an idea I have for a bathing beauty contest. We're trying to find new ideas for the entertainment.
Well, now, that's exactly what I wanted to talk to you about. I have a perfectly scrumptious idea.
You do?
Well, now, I thought it would be a wonderful idea if we could have square dancing.
Yeah. Hey, that's a great idea. The only thing is, I don't think the crowd there will know much about us.
We could teach them right there and then.
Is it hard?
Oh, no, it's child's play. I'll have to teach you in a minute. Let me show you. Oh, now, where's that record?
Yeah, but I really got to go now.
Oh, goodness. Oh, this will only take a minute. I'll take your coat off. Square dancing is kind of warm. And now you just do everything I do. Pull up your pants, tighten your faces. Y'all done hands and y'all to the races. Break the holes and back.
Well, I wonder what's keeping your father, Junior.
Where would he go, Ma?
Just across the street to help Miss Lounsbury with some parcels. But that was a half hour ago.
Well, you know, Poppy's probably gathered.
Yes, but he was in such a hurry. Oh, dear. Oh, I hope nothing's happened. Maybe she overexerted herself with those bundles.
Oh, no, Pop with a phone.
But maybe he can't. Maybe he's got his hands full. Oh, we better get over there right away. Now, come on, Junior. I have a feeling something's wrong.
Ladies and ladies, it is the style swing that down behind you. Cut it off and swing there for you. It's the way to play that ball.
How am I doing, Alan?
Oh, you're just a blast. That's not as hard as you thought, please.
That's what I said, isn't it?
Oh, Jesus.
Ah, this chair dancing is a good time. I got a good head for it. Well, somebody at the door.
Oh, come in. Silence.
Hey, look, Peg, we're square dancing. I'm in love with your left hand.
Reveling. How can you let Miss Lounsbury dance like this? But I love it. But in your condition. My condition? Well, I know you wouldn't like it to get around.
How dare you? How happen to be a respectable woman?
You better explain yourself, Mrs. Riley.
Oh, but Miss Lounsbury, I meant your heart. Your job.
There's nothing wrong with my heart, and there never was.
Oh, well, I'm terribly sorry. I was told. Chester Riley.
Yes.
Oh, now, wait a minute, Peg. I can explain the whole thing. You see, when I... We were... Just give me a minute to think of something, and I can explain the whole thing.
And now back to The Life of Riley, starring William Bendix as Riley with Paula Winslow and John Brown.
Hi, Pop.
Oh, hello, Junior. Your mother home?
She's in the kitchen, Pop. You better stay out of her way. She's pretty sore.
Look at that, son. You learned how to handle women. I got the cure for your mother right here in this little box.
And what is it?
Oh, nothing. It costs you a half a week's salary, that's all. Well, here goes. Peg!
So long, Pop.
Good luck. Oh,
thanks, Junior.
Oh, Peg! Oh, here you are, Peg. Can you hear me? What's the matter, Duncan? Oh, now, don't be like that, Peg.
Don't touch me.
What's the matter? Well, that poison ivy or something? That's good to make up, huh? Peg,
Peg, I'm talking to you.
Well, I'm not talking to you.
Oh, now, Peg, be reasonable. You can't go through life not talking to me.
No? Stick around. You'll find out.
Peg, I told you how it happened. Honest, that Lounsbury thing don't mean a thing to me.
I can't stand a phony.
All right, so I told a little white lie. What's so terrible about that? Millions of husbands have lied to their wives. Graveyard full of them. That's a funny joke.
You're funny like a crutch.
Oh, I admitted I was wrong. I apologized, didn't I? What more do you want me to do? Get down on my hands and knees? Knock my head against the wall? Blow my brains out?
You're getting warm.
Now, that's not a nice thing. Here I'm doing my best to keep peace in the family. You won't even meet me halfway. You went out and spent half my pay on a second.
I don't want your presents.
Well, if you even going to open the box and look at it, something that you wanted to use, it'll look gorgeous on you.
You don't get around me that way.
Well, all right, then I'll give it back.
No, wait a minute.
Now you're showing some sense, sweetheart. Go on, look inside.
A bathing suit. Hmm? Oh, it's stunning. Mama.
Yeah, I got it at that fit then. Prettiest one ever.
Oh, I've always wanted a bathing suit like this.
You like it, sir?
Oh, it's gorgeous.
Oh, I almost got you one of those real French bathing suits, but when they showed me when I changed my mind, you were just so little to your money, you know. When I shell out $25 for a bathing suit, I want to see something.
There's hardly anything to this suit. Oh, I don't know, Riley. This is for a glamour girl.
Well, that's why I got it. You're my glamour girl.
Oh, now, don't get corny.
I may be corny, but I'm cute. You forgive me, Eddie?
Well, I guess I'll have to if I want to keep this suit.
That's what I figured.
Every made you think of getting me a bathing suit.
Well, I remember you saying you always wanted a real fancy one, and besides, you need one for the bathing beauty contest.
What contest?
Oh, yes, but I didn't tell you. It's one of the stunts I thought up for the entertainment of the girls. Only for women over 35. Naturally, you want to be in it.
You stinker.
What's the matter?
I should have known you couldn't be honest with me for one single minute.
Now, what did I do?
The only reason you got that bathing suit was so you could get me into this idiotic contest.
Well, of course I wanted you to be in it. I didn't like my friend Gillis, who's ashamed to have people see his wife in a bathing suit. I ain't ashamed. I'm proud of your figure. You got a darn cute figure.
Well...
besides, that Luella Lounsbury Dame is going to be in the contest, and I want her taken down a peg or two. Already she's going around telling everybody how she's going to win, so are you in it, she ain't got it.
Oh, well, I don't know.
Oh, go on. Compared to you, she's got a figure like a broomstick. Where would you throw her up?
Well, I didn't look at it from that angle.
Well, I did. I looked at her figure from every angle. I mean, you've got twice as much figure as she's got.
Oh, I'm fat, am I?
No, you're perfect. Now, say you'll do it, Peg. I want you to win that contest. You make me real proud.
Well, I don't know, Riley. I haven't got the nerve to get up in front of all those people in a bank.
Oh, go on, you look gorgeous. Now, you're going to be in that contest. I have made up my head.
Ladies and the ladies, the engine style, bring that down behind you. Cut it close, bring that car, the engine goes where it falls.
There I am.
folks. Now we come to the part of the entertainment we've all been waiting for, the finals of the beauty contest. It's narrowed down to five lovely ladies, and some of them ain't so narrow. That was a joke. The gorgeous beauty who wins will get something every woman dreams about. A Bendix automatic washing machine. Now the entries are coming out on the track and are lining up. Number one is Mrs. Waldo Binney. Number two, Mrs. Ike Shanahan. Number three, Mrs. Jim Gillis. Number four, Mrs. Chester Riley. And on the outside, Miss Lolly as Luella Lonsberg.
I think you were a bunch of horses.
The distinguished judges of the contest are Mr. Waldo Binney, Mr. Ike Shanahan, Mr. Jim Gillis, and me, Mr. Chester Riley. Well, we'd like to have another judge for the finals in case of a tie. So, is there anyone who'd like to volunteer? Somebody who's an expert on the body beautiful?
I'm an expert on that.
Who is that?
It was I. You, dear. The friendly undertaker.
Oh! King O'Dell has volunteered. You've all met Diggins?
If they haven't so far, they will eventually.
Come on up here on the stage, Digger. Hey, give Digger a lift. Thank
you. Sure. Thank you, Herb. Someday I'll do as much for you.
Okay, girls, you ready back there? Okay. You come out and you hear the music. Now, Digger, you know how to judge this kind of a contest.
Oh, yes, indeed. I judged one only last week. I selected Miss Forrest Lawn of 1950. Need to be the judge because I carry a lot of weight around there.
Okay, let's go. Sit down there with the other judges, Digger. Okay, music. Okay. First, Mrs. Ike Shanahan. Mrs. Waldo Binney. Miss Luella Lonsberg. Mrs. Kate Riley. Mrs. Jim Okay, judges, let's vote and get this over with so we can get home. What a night this was for me. I'm dead.
In that case, I'll be glad to drive you. Very well, gentlemen. Shall we vote?
All right, folks, your attention, please. Sorry we kept you waiting so long. It took us a long time to decide. But now we're ready to announce the winner of the Bathing Beauty Contest. The lovely winner is...
Well, go on, man.
Miss Luella Lonsberg. She got four votes. Second place goes to Mrs. Peg Riley, one vote.
Thank you. I'm really honored. I'm so thrilled. I don't know what to say. Thank you. What an honor.
Peg. Where's Peg? Did you see Peg again?
I'm out here.
Oh, of course. See, honey, I'm awfully sorry about this. I wanted you to win.
That's all right. I didn't really expect to win.
Well, I expected you to. You got a real deal.
Don't be silly. I don't mind at all.
Those other judges must be blind voting for that Luella.
Oh, who cares? I got your vote, and that's all that matters.
Yeah.
And here's a kiss for you.
Oh. Thanks,
Jeffrey. There you are. Ready to go home?
Yes, sure. Digger's given us a ride.
Oh, thank you, Mr. O'Dell.
I do hope you're not too disappointed in the results of the contest.
Of course not. Oh. After all, I did get one vote from the sweetest man in the world.
Oh, thank you, Mrs. Riley. Now I'm gladder than ever that I voted for you.
What a revolting development this is!
just a moment, Riley will return.
But, Kate, I told you how it happened.
Don't you dare to speak to me. Now, let me go to sleep.
Well, honey, look, I'll tell you once more. On the first ballot, every husband voted for his own wife and bigger voted for the wife. So it was one vote each, the deadlock. We took 10 different ballots and it always came out the same. All the husbands were afraid their wives would murder them if they voted for somebody else's wife. So we all made up we'd vote for Luella because she's single and then the wives wouldn't be so sore. So on the final ballot, we all voted for Luella, but that double-crossing digger, with his gruesome sense of humor, he thought it'd be a big joke on me, so he switched his vote to you. You see, I really meant to vote for you, but...
Oh, all right. But afterwards, why didn't you tell me instead of making out you voted for me? There's one thing I can't stand, it's a liar.
I know, Peg, but give me another chance, huh?
Well, all right. But I'm warning you, if I ever catch you lying again...
Oh, don't worry, that'll never happen again. I guarantee it. This will be the last time you catch me.
Join us again next week to hear The Life of Riley, starring William Bendix as Riley. The Life of Riley is produced and transcribed by Irving Brecker, Jimmy Wallington, too. The Life of Riley has come to you through the worldwide facilities of the United States Armed Forces Radio and Television.